The planet has entered a new geological era, the Anthropocene. It's far removed from the stable environmental conditions that have allowed humans to thrive for thousands of years. Humans have become so powerful that we've disrupted the function of the Earth to the point of no return. Clive Hamilton is a professor of public ethics at Charles Sturt University. He explores this idea in his new book, Defiant Earth, and argues that we need to rethink everything as we enter the Anthropocene.
What the Earth scientists are now saying is that the human impact on the Earth is now so powerful and pervasive that it is now rivaling the great forces of nature in determining how the Earth system as a whole functions. So much so that we, humans, in the last decades since the Second World War, have changed the functioning of the Earth system to such a degree that we have now entered into a new geological epoch, the Anthropocene, or the Age of Humans.
So what's thought to have triggered this new epoch?
A number of factors come into play, including species extinction, but the dominant one is, of course, climate change. Climate change isn't just about what's happening in the atmosphere and how it affects the weather. Climate change is affecting how the Earth system as a whole, as a total single complex dynamic system. It's affecting how it's happening in its totality. So the entire Earth system is being changed in its functioning. Now, what is really profound about the advent of the Anthropocene in the last several decades is that it is superseding or following on from replacing the Holocene, the previous geological epoch. Now, the Holocene began around 10,000 years ago when the global temperature and everything else leapt around in a kind of very jagged history. Suddenly, 10,000 years ago, the chaos stopped and we entered this very stable period of climatic stability. And it was that climatic stability in a very clement global climate, like the one we had until we started altering it by burning fossil fuels, it was that stability that allowed civilization to emerge. It allowed settled agriculture, emergence of towns, social strata, writing, mathematics, all the basics of civilization were possible because we entered this extraordinary and unusual period of climatic stability called the Holocene. Now, the Earth system scientists are saying that that Holocene period has ended and we have gone into something much less stable, much more perilous and much more unpredictable, an epoch called the Anthropocene.
So what does this mean in terms of the future of the planet and the future of human beings living on the planet?
One thing it means is that it's likely that the Earth will go into a period that's much more variable, much more unstable, much more unpredictable, as it was before the Holocene arrived 10,000 years ago. And so although it's going to be much less friendly towards the flourishing of human and other kinds of life and will cause massive stresses on us, on our societies, our institutions and so on, it's going to be more and more difficult to predict what might happen, even though we have very sophisticated models and ways of understanding it.
From reading the book, it sounds like there's a lot of different views on how this should be approached, with some suggesting geoengineering, for instance. How would you like to see it approached?
One of the more traditional green responses of withdrawing and saying, you know, we must have the lightest possible footprint on the Earth and withdraw from our transformation of nature and live more lightly and so on. This, to me, no longer seems tenable, because if we do that, it doesn't mean the Earth is going to revert to where it was before. So we are now a powerful force on the Earth and we can't absolve ourselves of responsibility of doing what we can, not to withdraw because that won't help, but of managing our intervention in a way that attempts as far as possible to calm the raging beast.
Clive Hamilton, Professor of Public Ethics at Charles Sturt University and author of Defiant Earth, The Fate of Humans in the Anthropocene, which is published by Allen & Unwin.